Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, well, we're definitely into gardening season now. I mean, if you haven't started now, you're
week two, three, four, a month behind.
Yeah, so it is definitely time to get going. And I see some yards around that probably could use some attention. So we're not too late to start talking about this with folks. But Wayne, as a master gardener, has some excellent tips about getting out in the garden and getting started. And garden could be anything. We're talking about the lawn, or we could be talking about, which definitely needs attention in some cases, but flower beds, vegetable gardens, all of that. But you kind of approach this from a physical point of view and a whole, I would say, holistic
point of view. Yeah, sure. A lot of people don't understand or grasp the concept that gardening is a physical activity. It's just like exercising at the gym. If you really want to look at it, you're going to be doing deep knee bends and jumping jacks in some instances. So before you start out in the morning, get a little stretching. Get those muscles warmed up. So and you'll really appreciate it the next morning, because when you wake up and go, oh, I overdid it a little bit.
Right. I have experienced that, and I wonder, well, what's that about in the back of my legs here? And it's that work that you're not accustomed to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Your predecessor, and we hope that Byron Chitwood will be back from time to time. But Byron used to talk about the physical benefits, the exercise that you get from gardening.
That is correct. You get out there in the fresh air, and you'll sleep a little better every evening. That's
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And then it's important to have the right gear, and that includes the things that you wear.
Right. You got to protect yourself. Don't forget, you're out in the environment. You're going to be in the sun. You need a hat and gloves and proper footwear. If you're going to be cutting things or anything's going to be flying, you could use some safety glasses, maybe.
Oh, boy.
Sunglasses, you know. Sunscreen's important. Melanoma is getting to be quite a problem nowadays. And a little bug repellent. I was out in the garden the other day doing a little thinning on some beets, and suddenly I heard this little bzzz, and I thought, it's that time of year, folks.
You have to thin your beets. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, somebody else we talk to from time to time is Burt Cooper with Community Seeds in Lone Oak, and they have a community garden there. Mm-hmm. And Burt talks about how you almost have to try to kill the okra, or not that you want to kill okra, but I mean, you're going to get more than you expect, more than you want.
Right.
And so I guess thinning the okra might be something that people need to do too.
Yeah, that's true. Something I was going to also mention is if you're out there working in the dirt and such, get a tetanus shot. Check up with your doctor and make sure that's up to date. Blood poisoning is not a good thing to contend with, and you can get it.
And I'll bet most adults probably are behind as far as a tetanus shot is concerned.
That's true.
We're talking with Wayne Bowman, and Wayne is Hunt County Master Gardener. So, of course, summer heat going to be an issue very soon.
It's knocking on the door.
Yeah. So this, for most people, you don't have to tell them too much, remind them too much. Best to get out early in the day if you possibly can.
Yes, that is true. If you can, if you're not going to get out early in the day, and quite frankly, I am not a morning person, so I'm
really,
I'm usually not out there until about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Take a cooler of water with you. Stay hydrated. Take frequent breaks when it gets warm, when it gets hotter. As we said earlier, wear a big hat. Even in cooler temperatures, try to stay hydrated, because you can, a little bit of wind, you can dry out pretty quick.
Yeah, we'll have a bit of cool weather probably before spring is over. One thing you mentioned here that I find is important, some kind of knee pads or something for your knees.
I bought a cheap pair of knee pads at the local hardware store, and they've been worth their weight in gold. You can get down in the garden and keep from getting your knees scraped up or worse. I mean, I have a bad knee, and kneeling down like that is really painful.
Well, I find I'm working sometimes on pavement as well, pavement that's up against the flower bed or what have you, and even just a towel, sometime an old towel is helpful.
Yeah, that's true.
It is hard on your knees. Another thing Byron has talked about in the past is sharp tools.
That's correct. A sharp tool works a whole heck of a lot better than a dull tool. And If you're not comfortable sharpening your own tools, there are places around that'll sharpen up for you. Your lawnmower needs sharpened up. Your hedge trimmers need sharpened up. Lawnmowers especially. Yep. Get that cut, yep, because it do a world of difference to cut your grass rather than beat it to death.
And about maybe once a year, probably for lawnmowers.
Actually, no. Actually, it should be more often than that. Keep
really?
It close. Yeah, yeah. Even a small stick in your yard, because of the speed of the mower blade, you can put a nick or a dent in it and begin to dull it down.
And you mentioned a good file is a good investment. So some of this you could do yourself if you have the right gear.
That is it. That is correct. Just touch it up a little bit. The hoe that you're taking out your weeds in your garden or your flower bed. Sharpen that up a little bit and you'll notice a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. We're almost out of time, but fertilizing, you have any particular words of wisdom on that?
Yes, yes. There's a combination of a fertilizer that we need in the Blackland. If you'll go to your local garden store, mm-hmm, they should have the correct nitrogen, phosphorus, potash combination.
Wayne, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
John, you take care.
Wayne Bowman, Hutt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.